Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here he is back in the studio.
Back.
Not calling from a neighboring state.
No, I'm back live in person.
From a girl's dorm room.
I think it's co-ed. I think the dorm's co-ed. We're going to the other side there where the boys were because I had to use the bathroom.
But all the way
around the horseshoe-shaped building.
Instead of as a student, as a father.
Yeah, I didn't get confused for a student, I'll tell you that.
Good morning, Fireman
Good morning, Jim. Bob and Brian. Good to be back home.
Do you want to address the other information on my card here for you? Do you want to start
What's
with
that?
Baseball and we'll get to this at the end?
What's
it's your
card. Uh-oh.
There's a movie coming out.
Hmm.
And about, what, 10 days?
10 days?
It
8 hours?
I'll give you, it rhymes with the word tartars. All right?
That's not even a word.
Okay, car s'mores.
There, that's more like it. That's the truth.
Yeah. We have tickets to Solo, which opens up
Let's just avoid this and just give the tickets right to me and then avoid the whole giveaway part. I mean... Cut out the middle. All right, give them away.
How excited are you about this
movie? Very, very much, of course. Solo, my favorite character of all time. My favorite fictional character of all time. It maybe is real, I don't know, but fictional. And I'm looking forward to this movie extremely. With my son.
Be there day one.
But
yes.
Not,
there he goes. That's his side, with my
Harrison
sidekick,
Ford.
My son.
This is not
I know,
Harrison
so
Ford Solo.
That'll be kind of weird.
Is that a weird jump?
Yes.
Is that typical?
Oh, for sure
I mean,
it is.
You like... Solo because the way Harrison Ford played him, but
so I don't know this new actor at all. I don't know how good. I'm not going to critique it until I see it. Mm-hmm. I've read nothing about the movie. I have no idea what the storyline is.
It's just giant prequel,
right?
There's a scene in there. There's a particular scene that I'm anxious to see when it comes to pay per view because I doubt that I'll get to the theaters. I just don't go to Star Wars movies, but maybe I'll go.
You should. You got a season in the theater.
But there's a particular scene where they land, I don't remember what planet it is, but they land on a planet and they go to the pound. And it's where he picks up Chewie for the first time. There he is. He's
Jack Hole.
In the hole. He's a little puppy. He's a rescue Wookiee.
He's a rescue Wookiee?
Yes.
He's in the cage with
the
sad face.
What is the, how do they grow? Are they get big
I
right
will
away?
I remember you.
They send him home with a bag of Wookiee chow.
Is there Wookiee chow?
Yeah, and they chipped him too in his upper lip with the Chewie is
This isn't true,
chipped.
Is it?
You know what he's doing.
I know what he's doing. He always does this. The phone line's going to light up. It's upset listeners everywhere.
Thing. Oh, well, I don't know about Star Wars.
And some people probably believe that might be part of the movie.
What? Did you hear on the radio this morning that he's a rescue Wookiee?
What's the number of this one in the whole Star Wars pile? What are we up to, 12 movies?
Oh, there's 8, 9, 10. 10.
Okay.
Right? 10?
I don't know. I'm asking
10,
you.
8. Part of the 8 of 9, and then the second spinoff.
All right. Well, here's the deal, Fireman.
What's the deal?
Right now, you can win passes to the advanced screening, not the opening night. Advanced screening of Solo, a Star Wars story, in theaters next Friday. What? If you're caller number
10, because it's the 10th movie,
866 Bob and Brian, or 414-799-1029. You can watch the trailer at our website, 1029thehog.com. Caller 10 wins. Good luck.
Okay.
Will this be the movie that knocks out the comic book movies, whatever that new one's called?
Oh, the Avengers movie? I don't know. I
haven't seen it.
I would think it's going to be pretty honking.
Listen
big.
To you.
It will for sure. Guaranteed.
It stands no chance.
It really does.
Against the Force.
It does not.
I had a question yesterday. Can you dial down a lightsaber?
The intensity?
Yeah.
And like if you want to do some spot welding or something?
Well, maybe. You can dial it down even more.
You
want to
just club someone.
I wanted to know if you could hit baseballs with it. You know, just some pop-ups to your friends.
I don't think you can do that.
Would it just cut it in half every time?
It would probably just keep cutting it in half unless you foul-tipped one and you could just nick it. You know, but other than that, no, I don't think you can act like a baseball.
Unless you were throwing a light ball because they bounce off other lightsabers.
Yeah.
Well, like the training ball from the original Star Wars that shoots the lasers, and he was hitting them, they were ricocheting. You can ricochet laser bolts, so use that for training.
Yeah.
Why not?
It'll work. Okay, so maybe if we had a specialized ball,
you
could do it. Okay, but not with the standard, not the baseball we know today.
Right. Probably not so much. So
should have to have a different
Any more questions about Star Wars Land that you want to entertain us with?
Physics.
I don't know if
light.
He's being serious or not sometimes.
I think
he's mocking me at some time. I don't know.
You get a sneaky feeling?
They're so close to being real questions, but yet I don't know if they are. I'll treat him as a real question until I agree. Until I really figure this out.
All right, well, good, Fireman Jim. Thank you.
What about the Steven Vaught's shoulder?
Not good.
Surgery.
Season ending could be.
Career ending, possibly.
That's too bad.
He's 33.
33, and it's with a second surgery.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's a pretty big blow. They were counting on him this year.
Oh, yeah, they were counting on the veteran presence in the dugout. And, I mean, he played well for us last year. And this really hurts. You know, the injuries the Brewers are sustaining lately, they're hurting all over. I mean, Shasheen, he was the only Brewer pitcher. It's mid-May, and he's the only pitcher of the starting five that's pitched all his starts this year.
Is he really?
Yeah, of all the original five.
Wow, yeah.
He's the only that's made all his starts. So,
but the guys who have come up who have had these call-ups have pitched really well, especially lately.
Oh, that Freddy Peralta game. Did you watch that game? I mean, everybody's talking about it. Fantastic. Now, don't expect that from him every start. Or can we expect that from him? He's one for one. Why not?
You get the miracle debut. You get no book on this guy.
Aim high. Wow. That was an amazing. And another amazing stat, he threw 90 of his, I think, 98 pitches were fastballs.
Yeah.
That's.
They'll figure that out pretty quickly, won't they?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're spot on with him and you're just.
It's a four-seamer he throws. And, you know, I was reading up on, you know, why they weren't touching this fastball. Actually, figured they'd finally figured out the four-seamer. It's got more, they call it like ride to it, where it just, he's got so many RPMs. They figured this out. RPMs on the rotation of his four-seamer that it's like in the top five in Major League Baseball.
So when it stays high.
Yeah, and then if he throws it with a different cut to it, he can throw it like a cutter, which kind of dips a little bit. But, yeah, it'll ride in on him, up and in, and they can't hit it. I mean, he struck out their best hitters like seven times. They're 3, 4, 5 guys. Fantastic. Just the numbers that these guys can put up is amazing.
So
what does he do to pitch again?
Yeah, so I said the other day, now is he just get sent right back down or they keep him up for a little while?
What do you do? I let him get another start.
I don't know,
what are his
minor league numbers like if he's the majors?
This is his best start ever in professional baseball. Hmm. I mean, it's really tough to top that. And the one hit that he gave up, he said he was his one changeup he threw. So he threw one changeup. He said like seven sliders and 90 fastballs. He's earned another start. I mean, why? How can you not start him? Plus, you got enough guys in the DL right now. You kind of have to start him.
The story is always having too much talent in the dugout isn't a problem for a manager.
No,
they'll work it out somehow.
Of course they will.
But you know, if eventually you know it comes down to numbers, and okay, who has to go then?
Well, they got, like I said,
Phillips got sent back down again. That guy is sent down all the time. I mean, I feel bad for the guy.
I know.
I feel bad for the guy.
He's got a good attitude about it, but eventially they can't keep doing that. I mean, there's numbers.
Right, they'll run out of
their options.
Right.
You know, and then teams constantly do that.
And as soon as he's made available, somebody's going to grab the guy.
Oh, my God, yeah. So they're going to, I mean, I don't know what the numbers are left on him, how many call-ups and downs he gets,
right.
But can't be many left. Can't be many left at all. So he's getting another start, Peralta.
And the inside the park pinch hit home run too this week.
That's why you don't go to sleep early in these West Coast games. You stay up till the end. You stay up till midnight.
That would have been a rough one to stay up for, Fireman Jim. Is that the most exciting thing in baseball? An inside the park homer.
That's one of them. Yeah, especially that one because of such a close play at home. Usually these guys, it'll be it's like what
pinch
happened.
Pinch hit inside the park.
Pinch hit.
Homer.
It's the first time it's ever happened in Brewer history.
Yeah,
it's the first time it's ever happened, and it's usually like what happened with him, where a guy dies for it, misses it, and the ball keeps rolling. And unfortunately for Arizona's Pollock got really hurt on that dive.
Yeah, his wrist, right?
His thumb, I think. He's out for like 8 weeks now. Okay. He's one of their best players. But anyway, so it's rolling. He gets backed up. And then there's a close play at home. Bang, bang, playing, safe. And then he lays there. And he's exhausted. And, you know, everybody's, the dugout's laughing and clapping. It's just a great play. It's fun. He's exhausted. Just the slide at home was it is one of the most exciting places.
Prince Fielder was the last brewer to have an inside the park homer.
Do you remember
before,
that?
Before him, yeah, because I remember I couldn't believe how fast Prince was. Like once he got moving, he was like, and he, you know, to inside the park home run, you've got to know how to run the bases too.
Yep.
You can't be running out into left field headed for third base.
Making that right a little Three Stooges action. No, you got to cut the corners there.
Exactly.
And, yeah, you don't expect Prince, but I remember that home run too. Yeah,
but you know what I mean. Hit second, you're halfway out into
left field. You're almost running to the shortstop and.
Look out!
Well, you see Prince Fielder running at you. You're getting out of his way.
Right.
Sally, a little bit smaller, a little bit quicker, but yeah, he sprinted all the way around. That's that was exciting. That's a fun play, man. That's a fun play.
That's why I said, is it the most exciting play in baseball?
It's one of them. I like it. Here's
triple
what I like.
Play
I like a triple play, definitely, if it's a 5-4-3. I like it when there's the bases loaded, two outs, 3-2 count. Put the runners in motion, and the hitter hits a gap, and you see them all just the bases. They're all like they call it the merry-go-round because they're cranking it up. Yeah. They're all running on the play, and you get a guy hit the double or a triple. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty cool play too. One of my favorites.
All right, so one of the most exciting plays in baseball,
exactly.
At least.
So the Brewers playing well. I mean, this is usually they go to Colorado. Usually they get they don't play well. They take 3 of 4. They score a lot of runs in 3 of their 4. And then they get shut out. That one game again.
And last night,
so it's just a feast or famine team. They had a shutout streak there, and then the bats wake up, and then they go away for a game,
and they come back again. And then, I mean, they faced Greinke yesterday, so
Pitching wise, we hung right with them as far as pitching goes.
Yeah. I mean, Shasheen, his best start of the season. He went 7 innings, his longest start of the season, which we needed. You know, he's been picking it up in his last four. I mean, after a bad couple starts to the season. He's really picked it up his last like 5 or 6 starts.
And I'll take our chances in a tie ball game that late anytime with our bullpen.
Yeah.
I would think that, you know, okay, we can produce a run.
Now they question, why do they bring in a rookie pitcher last night with, you know, a tie game when they have the other guys in the bullpen? But, you know, Council said this guy was probably going to face only 1 or 2 guys before they had to bring the lefty in. And unfortunately, he walked their 8-hitter. And that's always going to come back and haunt you. And you walk a guy hitting 210 to start the inning. And it did. He that was a winning run.
But still, right now they're at 4-2 on this road trip.
4-2, big game today, and
it's a day game today.
It's a day
too,
game
by
in Arizona,
way.
A rare Arizona day game. But I think once June hits, they stop the day games. It's just too hot.
Yeah. Division's kind of upside down, isn't it? I mean,
Pirates and Brewers. Well, Brewers are supposed to be in first place, but not the Pirates. You know, so yeah. I mean, the Pirates they dropped down a little bit. Now they're back up. They're playing baseball, but St. Louis and Chicago are a game back, I believe. So,
The only team that's not in it at the moment
are the Reds.
Cincinnati.
Right.
They're just
exactly.
Yeah, and at 11, long season. Who knows?
It's Very long season. So it's good to see Pittsburgh up top. Of course, great to see Milwaukee in first place. So this is our longest road trip of the year. So they here and then they go to, is it St. Louis? Oh, Minnesota.
The Twins, which is another place. Traditionally, they just don't play
well.
And
the Twins are playing well.
Right.
You know, Mulder has them firing, and then they come home after that and play Arizona again.
What happened to your finger, Fireman Jim?
Well, you noticed that. This is like 2 months old.
That's not
perfect. Eric will appreciate this. Screwing around in baseball practice.
Mm-hmm.
And just
screwing around. So it starts out screwing around.
I know I made my own mistake. Right? Yeah. I'm an excellent punter, just so you guys know that. I'm an excellent punter, okay? Eric can attest to that. So I got a guy throwing live.
One of the best.
Thank you. So one of my guys throwing live BP, and I'm just sitting there so he gets, you know, somebody to throw a pass, and I'm bunting, squaring some off, and sure enough.
We got the finger.
Got on the finger.
Wow. And it split wide open where it was not stopped bleeding. Yeah. This was 2 months ago. Look at that.
I don't see you that often. Once
I know,
a week.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's how bad it was. Yeah, so.
That's why you've been sitting with your hands
kids,
in your pockets.
It's 101 bunting. What do they teach when you bunt? Slide the hand down the bat.
On the barrel.
Not put the fingers in front of the barrel.
Gosh, Fireman Jim.
I'll be all right.
If it had to happen to anyone, I'm glad it happened to you.
Right.
Not a child.
Yeah. I'm an excellent bunter. I'm telling you, I'm a very excellent bunter.
Well, gosh, it's good to see you again, Fireman Jim.
Yep. So big day game today. They're off for a day in Minnesota and then back home next week. So let's keep it up. First place Brewers.
Okay.
We'll talk about it again next week.
Sounds good.